helpful for our franchisee as they're, as you know, they're learning this programming and this, you know, they can confidently go into a home and they've got all of this data to support what they're doing. And it really, you know, the training behind this is fantastic as well. So we can make subject matter experts out of our franchisees relatively quickly with this type of technology.
Welcome to Francoach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Francoach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Francoach and your podcast host. Today, we are excited to visit with one of our top franchise partners to hear about some exciting new developments to their already amazing franchise opportunity. So really looking forward to chatting with them and hearing some amazing things that are going on. Before we dive into all that, let's first tell you who we are. Francoach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with well over 500 franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help our clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. And our goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. So that's a little bit about us. But now let's talk to our guest. We're excited to have the Vice President for Franchise Development for Senior Helpers with us today, Mr. Rob Cantrell. Rob, how are you today?
Oh, I'm great, Tim. It's so good to speak with you. How have things? Hope you've been safe and well.
Safe and well, and rolling along. Just I'm sure, like you guys, just busy as can be. So, and I know you are running crazy as well. So, thanks for taking a few minutes of your time to talk to us. And I know there's some cool things going on with senior helpers that I want you to kind of share with everybody. And selfishly, I want to learn more about as well. But first, just let's go back to the basics here. We are Franchising 101. So we want to start with the basics. Senior helpers, what the heck do you guys do? Just kind of give us maybe that even consumer view of the business model first.
Yeah, absolutely. So Senior Helpers is a non-medical home care provider. We provide assistance in the home, as our name says, senior helpers to mostly seniors, providing a host of services that may include activities of daily living support, might include transportation, might include, you know, helping them with their day activities. Some folks, you know, might be suffering from a chronic condition or illness that makes them have to have a little extra help. And, you know, what we provide is that support to the family so that they know their loved ones are taken care of properly. We have some of the most innovative training programs that are seen in the industry that Senior Helpers is very well known for. So we have 345 territories across the United States that are active and about two-thirds still available for new franchise owners. And Tim, I always want to thank you for your support of the brand. You've helped place some fantastic owners with us and continue to do so. So I really appreciate our relationship.
Oh, well, no, it's been great. And also seeing the folks that we've worked with that have become senior helpers, they're killing it. They're happy. They're reaching their goals and have that overall support. And again, it's definitely in an industry that is, no pun intended, booming. as we, if you guys can come up with cure for aging, please let me know there, my friends. So I'll be first in line for that, but you got great things there. But talk a little bit about, and actually before we get to the new things, I want people to understand the quality of care. Talk to us a little bit about the caregivers and some of the things that Senior Helpers does to help train them. I know you got a humongous interior training program, some of the specifics, Alzheimer's, dementia, because I think that's a huge differentiator for Senior Helpers versus pretty much anybody else in the industry.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's what really Senior Helpers is known for. We've created basically a caregiver college of courses and trainings available for caregivers for from basic level care of senior helpers' methodology of caregiving to our more defined programs for those chronic illnesses. We're endorsed by the Alzheimer's Foundation of America for our Senior GEMS program, which really serves a need for folks that are suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia. It's a program that our top caregivers can be handpicked and taken through and certified with. A couple years ago, we also launched a Parkinson's program that we work with a local expert from Johns Hopkins here in Maryland, as well as the National Parkinson's Foundation. So we got into that community pretty heavily and just continued to add and develop programs for specialized care, as well as, you know, the basic level. You know, folks are really wanting to have companies that know what they're doing, that train their folks well. We do over vetting of our candidates for caregivers, because that's really who's taking care of, you know, the loved ones that are out there and the clients that we serve. So we have an 8-step recruiting process and making sure that, you know, we know the DNA behind the CNA we hire, take care of these folks.
No, that's clever. There's no way you came up with that. So it speaks a lot to the quality of care and support Senior Helpers has, that it's not just like, oh yeah, we can work with Alzheimer's, or, you know, hey, somebody said it's good. You have the national organization for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's that are talking about the care that's being given at Senior Helpers. That's just absolutely amazing. And I think anybody that has seen, had a family member that's been touched by Alzheimer's, it's sad, right? And it's a difficult, it's not an easy thing to be able to manage, especially as that progresses. So that's a fantastic thing you guys have.
Yeah, certainly something I think that is needed out there. I mean, Alzheimer's, there is currently no cure, and it's they say it's a disease of new normals. It progresses. Both physical, cognitive abilities will change over time, and our program adapts and makes the best of what they can do, not what they can't do. So we call it a positive care approach. And that's really, I think, what makes the program so great.
Cool. So that's what's been there and helped make Senior Helpers really a leader in the industry. But you got a couple pretty cool new developments that are going on. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I guess the biggest news this year for Senior Helpers was that we were acquired by one of the nation's largest healthcare systems. So for a franchise, non-medical, you know, to have the footprint we did was attractive to this group. We were acquired April 1st by Advocate Aurora Enterprises, which is a division of Advocate Aurora Health, and their goals are to align with their overall kind of mission and values of the organization. First time a home care company that, you know, we were private equity owned prior to this, as many of the big players in the industry are, but to have a strategic partner now notice and see the value in our company and kind of the mission and drive of what we're doing, just aligned well. Resources, I mean, Advocate Aurora, by the numbers, they do over $12 billion in annual revenue. They've got over $18 billion in total assets, you know, 24 hospitals, 3,600 employed physicians, and, you know, close to 80,000 folks working there. That gives us a lot of potential opportunities, not just to have a strong backing, you know, by the folks that that own Senior Helpers, but also for synergy opportunities with their other divisions. They have remained bullish on the franchise model continuing, so there's no disruption there for opportunities. But I think the partnership opportunities are just going to be amazing, and I'll mention, you know, a couple of them that I think I see. You know, they have telehealth, they have clinical services that I think we'll now have access to. So Senior Helpers, being a non-medical care provider, you know, we had not had that link for the medical side prior to this. And I think with this past year in the pandemic, we've seen a lot of things can be done virtually, as we've all learned how to live, and telemedicine is always something that's been on the horizon anyhow. And I think it just sped up this past year. I see linkages there. Their entire clinical network, I think, their call centers will be useful. The coverage areas, the referrals sources where they have, 24 hospitals, most of their hospitals are in the Midwest. So those states obviously will make a lot of sense, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, those areas will certainly have overlap of facility care. But just as an entire network, I think it's really going to give us an opportunity to take this thing to a whole new level. As an organization, their values, are excellence, compassion, respect, and they focus on their patients, people, and communities. And they're committed to diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's kind of their, what they put out there. And Senior Helpers' core values were very closely matched. And I think at the base of, where this whole thing started was, that we had kind of like-minded, mission-driven organizations. I mean, our key values, integrity and continuous advancement and effective communication and really improving the quality of life are what we're all about. And that was, I think, attractive to them when they were out looking for a partner with Senior Helpers.
That's fantastic. So you got obviously a lot of things that are going to help your Senior Helpers clients. It's going to help your owners. And you mentioned, kind of Advocate Aurora, a little bit more Midwest based, but they're so huge that I would guess an owner anywhere else in the country where maybe there wasn't an Advocate Aurora facility can still, as they're doing their networking and building relationships, go into another kind of healthcare facility. In Arizona, there's big ones for Banner, right? And you walk into Banner, they might not know who Senior Helpers is, but you start, kind of start name dropping a little bit, right? Hey, we're part. I don't know if you heard of Advocate Aurora, right? And maybe the just person not anywhere touching in the field won't know that, but that's going to resonate loudly with really get doors open.
Yeah, I think the shameless plug there, when you go into those facilities, you're absolutely right. I think having that kind of backing gives us credibility. And like our programs we're known for, like the Alzheimer's that's backed by the National Affiliation and the Parkinson's, it just gives you credibility when you're in these clinical environments, when you're seeking referral sources. Because a lot of our business model is driven by clinical referrals. People get out of the hospital, they get out of rehabs, they get out of facility care, and they need someone in their home and they want that trusted provider. And that's where I think this really ties that in. And I think having that backing is, and to your point, if you have to drop the name just to get your foot in the door, it might be helpful. I don't know.
Drop the name, drop the mic, and get some business. So, so this is so much a people business, but you've got some huge technology advancements going on for owners and your clients as well. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. And to your point, this is an industry that'll never be replaced by robots or automation. But there are enhancements in technology that certainly make our job a lot easier, more effective, and really make the case for what we do. Senior Helpers has a program that was launched full scale last year. We had piloted the program prior to that for many months. It's called Life Profile. It was developed through 18 plus years of research with an outfit from Texas that created a software and partnered with Senior Helpers to create the Life Profile app, which basically what it is it's a risk meter for seniors. You initially, when you meet with your senior client, you do an evaluation where you have to kind of take notes of what their condition is, their home life, and do an evaluation that you're going to determine a care plan with. Well, now that has data points built into a software that looks at social determinants of health. So it's got multiple things you're checking off on safety in the home, because seniors have a lot of falls and hazards that maybe they haven't noticed before. how well they're managing their medical condition, if they do have an underlying condition, or taking their meds, or, you know, the way these drugstores fill prescriptions now, you seem to get your new refill before you even finish your last one. So their pill bottles around the house, are they taking the appropriate medications? How independent is that senior? Are they able to get up and get their day going and activities of daily living? You know, what's the quality of life? If we've seen anything also this past year, is isolation and loneliness and mental health is a real deal. How engaged are they? How purposeful is their life? Can we assist with that? And how's the family impacted with the needs of their loved one that they may be wanting and trying to help as a primary caregiver, but either just don't have the skills or don't have the time due to work and taking care of you know, their children, you know, not to mention their parents. So we've got this program that actually just takes that picture, scores that senior. So you basically have a risk calculator, and it really visually, I wish we had a diagram we could put up somehow, but it shows on a meter from red to orange, yellow to green, where that senior stacks up as far as their intermediate or immediate risk of things like hospitalization or medical event or occurrence. And this data really tells us where we're at. And then in turn, we can create a care plan that's based on fact that we can take and develop a care plan. It actually, you know, for hours per client, it increased our weekly hours, you know, by 4 hours. Not to say we were not providing enough service, but it just quantifies and justifies what's needed to get them in that healthy zone where they should be. This technology really got Advocate Aurora's attention. That was, you know, where they were looking to expand and, you know, once they're out of the hospital or facility, they're out of their control. And that's the link for these healthcare providers. And we get conversations now with, you know, the C-suite in a hospital versus just the discharge planner or social worker, where we normally would just hope to get a referral for when, you know, people are checking out. So now we're partnering with facilities where we can show, you know, that care and those hospital readmissions can lower if you use this type of service with this type of attention to detail. So it's a game changer in our industry, and one we're really committed to really changing our industry with.
I got to think the level of confidence that gives family members is through the roof, because I'm quite sure, and I think back to dealing with this from grandparents in my family years back, right? There was a lot of denial as to, like, with my grandfather, how bad his Alzheimer's was, because my grandmother, basically, she hid it, right? And so yeah. when you're actually being able to show the data and take the emotion out of it, because it's our family, it's our loved one, we want to think that they're better than they are, but that's not doing anybody any good. This is being able to, I guess, kind of take that out, but also show, hey, these are the things that need to be done for your family member to make sure that they are safe and can live the best quality of life. So that's fantastic.
Yeah. And I think to your point, exactly, it does that. It takes the emotion out of it. It helpful for our franchisee as they're learning this programming and this, you know, they can confidently go into a home and they've got all of this data to support what they're doing. And it really, the training behind this is fantastic as well. So we can make subject matter experts out of our franchisees relatively quickly with this type of technology.
And I think people look at this industry and probably a lot of industries, I think, overly with senior care is like, oh, geez, there's a lot of competition. Well, there's a lot of competition for cheeseburgers too. We kind of ignore that, right? But a lot of the competition is the mom and pop. Well, they can't touch any of this stuff, right? So to be able to go into a home, talk to a family, and be able to have, I mean, and there's more to senior helpers and the support and the infrastructure, but these are major differentiators that very, very successful senior helpers owners are only going to have more success and have, I mean, if anything, they're going to have more business. Like, you may have the downside of, oh my gosh, I have too much business, which is a good problem to have, but these are huge game changers, man. This is fantastic.
Yeah. It's, you know, to your point, the industry, you know, you see more and more players coming in, but it's really serving an underserved marketplace. The silver tsunami is real. I mean, this is the aging in this country by the numbers at 12,000 additional seniors each day adding on for the next few decades. It's just unimaginable how much need there's going to be. And even 10 years from now, that not even covered by the amount of companies out there now. So you know, our industry, it scales with relatively low client counts, so you can get in and get your share. And certainly Senior Helpers has our ways of doing that. So we've got a very proven system, and, you know, we are all about quality of services and care and providing a franchise opportunity that someone with non-medical experience can step right in and use their skills they might have obtained from a prior existence in corporate America, let's say, and get into a very vibrant and demanding industry.
Awesome. Rob, this is amazing stuff. I want to be respectful of your time. I know how busy you guys are. Anything else, maybe Senior Helpers, you'd like to just kind of throw out there for people to know or to keep in mind?
One thing I am proud of, we just, for the third year in a row, have gone through the process of being Great Place to Work certified. And it's not just our corporate franchise support center. This is 20,000 caregivers across the country getting surveyed, and 89% of them job satisfaction, love the company they work for. I attribute that to the great owners, such as the ones that you've provided us with, Tim, and others that just create that work environment where, you know, inclusion and purpose and really, you know, taking care of the folks that take care of the seniors out there. So as an organization, we're very proud of that and, you know, continue to be kind of the employer of choice in our industry. Our training and the opportunities we provide for advancement for individuals, they won't find elsewhere. So that I think is something that's going to continue to propel Senior Helpers, you know, as we, you know, in the coming years, continue to have this growth.
That's outstanding. Yeah. So again, it's you get that type of environment and give an opportunity for people to have great places to work and make such a huge difference in the community and in families' lives is fantastic. So, Rob, thank you so much for joining us today, giving us a little update on Senior Helpers. So we really appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Tim. And always, I appreciate everything you do out there and helping folks find that next opportunity, whether it's Senior Helpers or any of the other brands of different types that you're showing to them. So thank you for what you do.
Oh, no, we appreciate it. And hope everybody listening today, if you have any interest, whether it's Senior Helpers or any of the 500 plus franchise opportunities, please click the link in your podcast window to our website, francoach.net, schedule a call with us. Of course, hey, let's not joke around. Let's make sure you subscribe and follow to our podcast so you don't miss any of the latest and greatest news in franchising. Again, there's never any fee for our service, so we encourage you to take that first step today. Reach out to us to help create your better tomorrow. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Stay safe, and we hope to connect soon.
Thanks for listening to Francoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.